Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Retail Refined, a market scale podcast hosted by me, Melissa Gonzalez. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to my guest and a woman who has become somebody I admire and also an industry friend, Shay Jensen, who is president of Urban Outfitters. She started her retail career at Nordstrom and served an extensive 30 years at the company, culminating as the executive vice president and general merchandise manager of women and men's apparel. She also served as president of Good American and president and chief customer officer at Press Juicery. So again, very well versed in not just retail, but customer experiences. Her career at Nordstrom, as I mentioned, lasted 30 years. It began in 1990, where she gained experience in store and sales leadership, and that has continued with her throughout the past few decades. So really excited to have this conversation with her, a woman who has been recognized as a top woman by Women in Retail Leadership Circle and named as one of the women on the list of people shaping retail's future by the National Retail Federation. So Shay, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Oh, hi, Melissa. I'm thrilled to be here. Delighted to spend a little time talking with you and hearing a little bit about what's happening out there.
Yeah, well, a lot's happening with you guys over at Urban Outfitters. So I'm definitely going to be digging into that. And as I mentioned, I gave the audience like such a high level introduction into who you are and your robust accomplishments. But can you tell the audience a little bit more about you and particularly your role at Urban Outfitters?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that I had a pretty extensive career at Nordstrom. I like to think of it as my education in retail happened mostly, you know, out in the Nordstrom stores in the field. And, you know, in the experiences that I had in Nordstrom stores serving customers directly, I think that I really gained my merchant aptitude, understanding product, understanding people, and understanding the places at which we interact with customers. And after a long and really rewarding experience at Nordstrom, I began to be a bit curious about what else might be out there. And, you know, given my time in the retail and fashion industry, I was curious about what it might look like to work in another industry, which led me to Press Juicery, a really exciting time for me where I learned a lot about the CPG industry and food and beverage and an entirely new field. After a quick moment, I recognized that I really missed fashion. I missed our business. I missed the pace of change that occurs in our industry, and stepped over into Good American, which was another really exciting time of learning for me. I had never worked as closely with the 360 degrees of sourcing, design, and go-to-market strategies. And of course, I greatly admire Emma Greed, the CEO at Good American, and her passion for brand marketing and building great brands. But it was, you know, about probably a year ago or so that I learned of the opportunity at Urban Outfitters. And having been someone that has a deep passion and curiosity around serving customers and really what I call the art of the customer experience, I was really intrigued about the opportunity to serve this unique customer segment. At Urban Outfitters, we serve young adults who are coming of age, widely known in the industry as Gen Zs today, but we'll probably soon become Gen Alpha for us. And, you know, there's not a real clear winner with this generation. They're a unique generation. And so I saw this opportunity to step in and take on really the challenge of a generation, and certainly have not been disappointed yet.
I love how you refer to them as that, you know, that young adult, but then not forgetting about Alpha, who is quickly coming up right behind them. Well, diving into that, this past summer, Urban Outfitters unveiled Spaceshift, and I was able to attend that, which is great. And I think that was an introduction of really starting to interact with this audience in a more immersive way. And this was really informed by research that you dug into as well around Gen Z and marketing and in-store strategies and building authentic communities and really earning not just their time, but their loyalty. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
One of the first things that I did upon joining Urban Outfitters was really sought a deep understanding of this customer. And so together with our team, we embarked on a pretty extensive research project. We talked with Gen Z customers who were current brand enthusiasts, those that knew us well and had been shopping with us, but perhaps more importantly, we did a lot of research with customers who weren't shopping with Urban Outfitters and learned a ton. One of the things that stood out to us is that these customers, while really enthused about the opportunity to express their individuality, again, I want to remind you that they're coming of age, and that's all about finding out who they are and who they want to become as individuals. While they're excited about expressing their individuality, they also have a deep passion and desire to belong and to be a part of a community. And as we were approaching the back to school time of year, or back to campus time of year, one of the things that we heard from these customers is that, you know, this was the first generation who was really experiencing a start of a new education outside of their home. Prior to that, with COVID-19, they started high school in their basement, you know, or in their bedroom, even for some of these students. And so there was a great deal of trepidation and concern about what this life change might mean. And so we set out really with the ambition to be a part of that, to be a part of the highs, the excitement, the enthusiasm of starting the next step in their coming of age, but also to hopefully be a friend, a confidant, and a partner in that journey. Gen Z is really interesting. They are massively different than millennials, and they experience the start of their life journey or coming of age in the middle of a global pandemic. And so it was really exciting to have the opportunity to think about how to bring the components of community and individuality to them through SpaceShift.
Well, I think that the manifestation of that with that experience you had over the summer was a good visual articulation of it, because you did have strategic partnerships that were based on an individuality, right? In the way that the rooms were designed and really having that room experience embrace that persona. But it brought a huge community together at the same time. So can you talk a little bit about that? Maybe one or two of the individuals you partnered with and how it articulated individuality and community?
Yeah, you know, as we did this research, another thing that we learned was that, you know, young people going off to college and lots of them moving into dorms for the first time were really seeking not just a dorm room, but in their own words, a multifunctional sanctuary. And that means a place that they could get their homework done, a place that they could hang out with their roommate, a place that they could laugh, a place they could sleep, and a place they could be nervous. And in some cases, maybe a place they could meditate or even cry. And so it was in that spirit that we really brought to life a series of multifunctional sanctuaries, which was an in real life experience in partnership with Pinterest, who was a real guiding force in the journey in terms of helping us understand what these consumers were searching for, what they were pinning. And we then partnered with a number of great creators. By the way, Gen Z widely and pretty universally all considers themselves creators, creators of social media, creators of art, creators of photography, creators of poems. And in partnership with these creators, they each designed their own multifunctional sanctuary with product from Urban Outfitters. It was a really, really, really fun, exciting opportunity for customers and industry folk alike, like yourself, to peruse through several multifunctional sanctuaries.
Well, it's interesting too, because you're data collecting the whole way through, like you mentioned, because they're pinning and they're expressing back their reactions and what they're liking, and you're connecting the shopping experience. So you're learning on the front end to create the experience, but then throughout their interaction, can you share maybe some of the learnings you had from that interaction that happened over the summer?
Yeah, you know, things like the importance of DIY or do it yourself, the importance of, you know, trend infusing with space. So something like cottage core or not your grandma core in terms of the space. And I think the importance again of individuality and for Gen Z, their space at college is a reflection of who they are and potentially who they want to become. And Pinterest again was fabulous as we were able to really measure the pins and the views of these various multifunctional sanctuaries. And the experience was incredible because we were also then able to directly link customers to our own website where they could shop and explore not just what they saw in the space, but everything else that was included in our offer.
Yeah, I love that. And so Space Shift was just the beginning. This is a multi-strategy approach that you're taking, right? And there's Space Shift. I'm going to remember all of them. There's UO, so Urban Outfitters Live, UO College Shops, UO 100. So a lot in this holistic strategy. Can you break each one down for us?
Yeah, I think I would start by saying, you know, Urban Outfitters really started as a retail shopping experience to serve college age consumers. And so college age customers are core to who we are. And through our research, we recognize that we have an opportunity transparently to be better for them. We think that we're differentiated in the industry and for this customer because we have locations in the heart of campus communities where a specialty retailer steps away from their dorms in many situations. And so our efforts this back to school season were really about reconnecting with this consumer. And like I said earlier, making it easy and making it fun. So in addition to Space Shift, which really kicked off the campaign as they were learning about their dorm assignments and starting to imagine what their spaces might look like, led to us launching 20 college shops across 20 stores and 20 campuses across America. These were spaces where our teams curated really exciting localized product. So think, you know, colors, their campus colors of our favorite items, skorts and sweats and tees, and partnerships with Birkenstock, who brought exclusive colors of their most favorite products to these college towns. Additional products for their dorms, pickup things like maybe you forgot your shower curtain, or maybe you didn't think to buy a trash can, or maybe even just a little jewelry, holder for your desk. So students were really able to, I think, experience this idea of community being a part of their new campus home, but also finding a way to express their individuality in their new space. And you also mentioned UO Live, something that we're really excited about. In fact, we just finished in Tucson, Arizona, a concert where Tinashe, a performing artist, performed live for customers in our store. We facilitated 4 concerts across the country. In Athens, Georgia, we hosted Quavo. In New York and our Soho store, we hosted the Marias and Tinashe, I mentioned, in Tucson, Arizona. And then Toa Bird in our Georgetown store, just right off the Georgetown campus. That was an exciting opportunity for us to welcome customers back to school, but also into our stores, and really tap into culturally relevant music, which we know is critically important. As we look ahead, we're excited to keep that going. And we think about our college stores as a really important part of our footprint, a place where we can activate our brand, but most importantly, engage and provide an experience for college customers.
Yeah. And you spoke a lot about the learnings and then some of the partnerships for the product side of it, like Birkenstock. I mean, how do you see this continuing, I guess, in fusing that dorm life and expanding maybe into other categories as well? I know you talk a little bit about denim and hoodies, et cetera. Like, what do you see on the roadmap that you could share?
Yeah, well, we took the concept of Space Shift and the multifunctional sanctuary and really marched right into what we heard from customers is the number one occasion on campuses attending their first game. And whether they're an athlete or whether they are the farthest thing from that, everybody brings their school spirit on game day. And we just launched our brand campaign, Game Day Ready, featuring some of our, you know, most favorite products and items, again, colored in campus colors. And in these stores, you'll see localized colors that reflect team spirit in those communities. As we look ahead, you know, we continue to tap in to this customer, learning a lot almost every day. And we work with campus influencers. So we have college ambassadors that provide insights to us, but also I think help us tap into and engage with the broader campus community. So a lot to learn. We're really excited about the start that we've had. And listen, as a mom of two college age customers, they're a real fun bunch. They're fun to be around. It's a great time in life. Wouldn't we all like to go back to college?
No, I know. I've seen too what some of these dorm rooms end up looking like. And it's like, you know, next level from what we had or for what I remember. But I do agree with you and resonate with when you say school spirit, because I went to Penn State. So
yeah. That's one of our stores. Yeah.
So for sure, you have to make sure you're starting to plan for the whiteout games. That's like the big thing where everybody is investing in their gear for that as well. And I love that you talk about staying connected with those ambassadors from university so that you could have that always learning mentality and that learning loop. And that's no easy thing to integrate into a larger organization like Urban Outfitters. So how do you, in your leadership position, kind of foster a culture of always learning and infusing that into the strategies that you come up with?
Yeah, you know, I think my experience, again, working in stores for so many years and, you know, in some ways, being able to win with customers, but also having moments where you've fallen short and really understanding what that feels like, it's tough, has really built a deep passion for what I call the art of customer experience, which is just really simply making people happy. And I think I've really tried to infuse that with our team at Urban Outfitters and give everybody permission to be curious, to see the business through the eyes of our customer. Again, we have a really energizing opportunity and a really exciting customer base that we get to serve. If I were to pick, I would just say like, yeah, college age customers and customers coming of age, maybe difficult, but it's a lot of fun. And so I think for us, it's about putting the customer at the center of our decision-making, whether that's using data analytics and insights, which we have an incredible team who is, consistently and constantly obsessing over what signals are in our business, what our customers are telling us, or if it's by tapping into our consumer research team, where we work with an ongoing panel of our customers regularly, starting every brand campaign, starting every concept and product cycle with what's important to customers during this time frame, what are we hearing from them, you know, to thinking about our go-to-market strategies and making sure we're anchoring them in relevancy with this customer. And then I think bringing the feedback loop to bring it home is really important. So after we've finished a project or delivered something, you know, making sure we loop back and understand how it really resonated with our customer. But I think it's also a much simpler and, dare I say, easier way to operate in our business. Our business can be really tricky. It's really complex. The world we live in is very complex, and customers move fast. And it can be really easy to get distracted based off, you know, something that's out there. But I think that I've found and really firmly believe that if you do what's right for your customer, you're going to win. And that's really what we're focused on today at Urban.
Yeah. And you can't chase every trend, but they are, your customer is saturated with them and so much optionality. And, you know, in some recent surveys we've even done, and I'm sure you've seen the same, like this generation doesn't go to Google to search, they go to TikTok, you know? That's how they're learning, or Instagram, but mostly TikTok. And then I want to get into Gen Alpha, who are the YouTubers. But yeah, it's having that balance, I think, right? Because you as an organization have to stay aware and on top of all that fast moving user generated content, but then also having your North Star, right? And staying true to like, who are your customers, like in a consistent basis and how you serve them.
Absolutely. One of the things that I think we've been really intently focused on is social media. And, this again is a customer that their phone is connected to everything that they do. They start and stop discovery for brands on social media. And whether it is TikTok today, but you're right, it could be YouTube tomorrow. And we're firmly committed not just to being on those platforms, but to becoming part of the conversation. One of the things that we've learned and are working on right now is, the idea that it's not just about posting. Sure, we can post and we can put content out there, but it's actually, inserting ourselves in the conversation, clapping back in some cases, just jumping in on conversation, asking questions. It's a great place to gather and garner insights. But engagement is actually as important as just posting in these channels today. And that's something that our team, I'm really proud of the work that they've been doing over the past couple months as they've been working to build our community on social media platforms.
Yeah, and so when you think of your community, I think your kind of target age range right now is like that 18 to 30, which is a little beyond college as well. So you're still serving that audience. But I'm more curious, I think, of what's coming behind it, like you mentioned with Gen Alpha. And I think about my daughter even, who is a Gen Alpha. I'm always studying her and my nieces, always driving them crazy. But when I go into stores with my daughter, home especially, she's whipping out her tablet and getting into Roblox, and she's thinking of like the furniture she's seeing on the spot, and she's designing the room she wants to have, and then she's showing me that creation, be like, "Mom, this is what I want you to buy me." So as you think about that generation, like what are some of the things that are top of mind as they start to become your core customer too?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first thing that I would say is we have sort of distinctively identified that our range of customer is customers that are pre, during, and post college. And if you think about the market of serving young customers, they grow up. So they hopefully expire out of your funnel and move on to, a Free People or an Anthropologie is what we hope at the greater URBN companies. But for us, we want to have the widest aperture of consumers that we're serving in terms of their life stages. And so I think we've tapped into this idea of starting to think about and preparing for college, call it upper high school. We have stores across suburban communities in America and in some of the malls where these customers are just hanging out. And we begin to see insights and learn from our pre-college customers. So by the time they get to college, we feel like we can be striking, much more relevance with them. And then we also, to your point, serve the post-college customer who is very clearly saying, I want to leave my younger self behind. I'm an adult now. I'm starting to work. I'm moving to for my job, and I'm starting my own life. But it is really in that pre-college segment where we can start tapping into some insights. And I will say that, we believe the shift from millennials to Generation Z was a massive generational shift, to the likes of nothing we maybe have ever seen. And we're not anticipating something that big, but definitely a much more sophisticated element of the integrated experience, a dependency on social for communication and interaction. But we do think that Gen Alpha, much like Gen Z, has a desire to connect and to create community. And so in real life is really, really important. And in some cases will continue to be novelty, if you will, because it's newish to them, which is a remarkable concept for you and I. It's
I
how we
know,
grew
because
up.
for us, digital is novel,
Yes.
and they're digitally fluid from like birth. So,
Absolutely.
yeah, getting to go to things in person is a different resonance with them. So, yeah, I'm constantly studying that. I think it's going to be so interesting. And to your point, I mean, they're rising so much more educated than we were at that age. I mean, their knowledge around brands and trends and all of that is a whole other level.
The access that these consumers have to information is just wild. With the touch of a finger, they can whip through a library card catalog faster than you and I ever dreamed about it.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm trying to keep up myself. Well, before we go, I always like to talk a little bit about the future. And I know by talking about Gen alpha. We kind of already talking about the future. But for you and the seat that you sit in and the access to information and trends, like studying within urban but out as well, what keeps you up and what keeps you excited about the possibilities when you think about the convergence of like social media and culture and brand all continuing to collide? Like, what does the next 2 and then 5 years look like?
So first, what you described, the intersection of social media, cultural relevance, fashion, retail, and consumer is my favorite place to be. It's a place that's exciting, a place that moves fast, and I think a place that Urban Outfitters is really uniquely positioned to win at. We have our work cut out for us, but we feel really confident with the team we have in place, the insights that we've garnered, and about the opportunity ahead. I think what keeps me up at night is the pace of change. That's not something that that has changed for me over time. I remember being asked that question a number of years ago, but it seems to continually accelerate. And access to information, like what we just talked about, technology and the impact it's having, and that balanced with what we're starting to see is a nod or an interest, you know, back to being more analog with these consumers because it is different and new. It just challenges us all to find balance. And I think to be nimble and to try and keep pace with these customers. And for us at Urban Outfitters, also to stay ahead of it, you know, so that we can be a leader in the business. But it's an exciting time for sure. And couldn't be more proud of the work that our team has put in and I think delivered so far and starting to see the customer really really resonate with the customer and really think the best is yet to come.
Yeah, I agree. It is a rapid change all the time, but that is what keeps it exciting. Always learning and always being challenged, but in a good way. So thank you so much for coming on with us today, spending the time talking a little bit more about all the things that's been happening at Urban Outfitters, which is very exciting. And also just a little bit look into the way you think, which I think the audience appreciates as well. So again, this is Shay Jensen, President of Urban Outfitters. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Melissa. See you soon.